All right, everybody, welcome back. We are currently in the jungle, getting ready to rumble. There's your recap. That's right, put him up. I mean, in a boxing match with a T-Rex, you don't have, you know, like, they got those tiny little arms. They're not gonna do anything.
Right. 100% win.
100%. All right, so previously, you all have been making your way to the site of this meteor impact from months ago and have made your way to the city of Jungle's Edge, where you got into some high-stakes underground fighting, picked up on some supplies, and headed past it into the wilds of the jungle, where following basically some oral accounts of the where people think they saw the meteor go, along with some hidden little trail guides that maybe lead to some paladins and druids in the area. You all have made your way into the jungle. You have been using a tiny hut to stay safe at night. The previous night, your hut was visited by some strange creatures that above the table you know to be raptors, but below the table you've never seen before. On the table? Below the table? at the table. about noon on the 21st of Sylvian, Fantasy Week's End, you all saw your, as you were taking a break and drinking some water, you all saw little droplets in the water as vibrations and stomping, and yes, a very unoriginal entrance for a very large dinosaur, a Tyrannosaurus Rex, though this one crackling and imbued with lightning electricity. It is, in fact, one of the thunder lizards that you've heard much tale about. And so we're going to just go ahead and start with everybody. Roll for initiative.
Wait, where did I put my initiative? Oh, there it is. Woo! Damn it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ren, what'd you get?
21.
Guess?
19.
Okay, Roisin?
17.
Tomi?
14.
And Ula?
12.
Oh my gosh, that was funny. In order.
Was it? It sounded like it was.
Oh yeah, that was. That was actually. Kes, did you want to switch initiatives with anybody with your ability?
Does anyone want to swap with me?
I like being where I am.
I could pop a bless off if you wanted me to. But I'm at a 12, so I don't know if you want that or not.
It might be better. Roisin, you're in a 17, right? Why don't we swap? That'd probably be better.
Good.
Okay, so Kes and Roisin swapping initiatives?
Yep.
All right, so I think you can see the combat order there at the top of the screen.
Oh yes.
So hey Ren, you're up first, followed by Roisin and then Kes. This beast crackling with energy has spotted you and is making its way towards you.
Is definitely gonna attack. All right.
This creature, yeah, it, you don't need to, with your passive animal handling, you can see that this creature has clocked you and is coming in for lunch.
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay. Do we kind of see how fast it's going? Per, like, I don't know, 6 seconds. With my big brain, I'm very smart.
Roll me, I'll say roll me a perception.
Oh, fuck. Not perceptive, though. Three.
No idea.
Rough.
I will.
I will say one thing I can give you. It's big. It probably moves quicker than you.
Yeah.
Okay. I will pop off. Pop off a magic missile.
Nice.
At second level. No, at first.
Okay.
No. 1, 2, 3. 3 missiles?
Yes, first level magic missile is 3.
3. The plus 1 for each of them. Or is it total?
3d4 plus 1 for each of them. So.
Thank you. Wow. How do you play D&D?
My bad. I know, right? I was like, what are my spells again?
That's what I'm doing here. I'm just reading through my spells.
11. Of course.
All right. Your magic missiles, you're kind of shaped sharply like spells or shells. Fly unerringly like through the jungle, weaving around like the trees and various plants, and strike into the chest of it. You said 11?
Correct.
And the creature just lets out a roar as like electrical energy starts to build up.
Oh, okay, great. Awesome. I would like to start my blade song. Oh, I forgot to look at the new blade singer again and switch things. I apologize. You got to deal with my.
That's AC right. You use it's. You get to. Yeah, it's. You're the only one that's losing out, so don't worry about it.
Oh, am I? Okay.
The new blade singer is, I think is a pretty strong improvement. So.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I thought you wanted me to change it so my AC would.
You do lose a little AC, but you get a much stronger to hit, which I think is a much better trade off.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Put on my to do list. Sorry. Also, another question: Mage armor lasts for
8 hours.
8 hours. So presumably it would
be you could have your mage armor up at the start of combat, no problem.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I'm gonna say if it's gone, that's fine. And then I will move. If I move into the woods or into the jungle wood, I still be able to see it or no?
Yeah, you'd be able to see it. Yeah. I'd say that gives you like half cover if you're hiding behind a tree.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Puts up Roshi.
I just want to ungroup.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Okay, I had a plan, and then I smartly looked at my inventory, and my plan has changed. I'm going to bonus action drink a potion. Is that correct?
Yes. Bonus action? Yep.
My potion of lightning resistance. Glug, glug, glug.
Oh, hey, that's ooh, that's smart. Right. Yeah.
And then I calculated out where I was going to go based on my other thing, so I have to recalculate. Because that was a bonus action. Can I get there now? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, if I'm there, put my finger there.
No, I'm not close enough. No, Chris.
Wait, what if I'm at the edge? I don't like their ruler because I can't tell.
All right, so.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, counting the squares. Okay, sorry. Let me say my plan out loud now that I know it will work. Okay, so I'm going to move forward my 35 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Am I stupid? Oh, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, that's mm-hmm. weird. It has to be like in the random middle. Okay. And then I should now be, God damn it. Sorry. 10 squares. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10. Wait, 60 feet. How many squares is 60 feet? 12 squares.
12 squares. Yeah, you're well within 60 feet.
I am 12 squares away, so I will use my action to cast Witch Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I need to roll a dice. Okay. That's going to be a 16?
16 will hit.
Ooh, okay. All right, 2d12. I know what those look like. I've done this before. Okay. And it's lightning damage.
Oh.
Oh, well, it's literally the only thing that I had that could reach, so that's fine.
All right, so you shoot it with Witch Bolt, and it does not seem to have any effect at all on this creature.
Oh, no!
No!
I mean, we had to find out. We appreciate the sacrifice.
No! All right. Oh, shit. Fuck. Damn. Sorry.
No. Good to know.
That is my turn.
Okay. Puts up Kes.
All right. Kes is going to scrabble up these vines. And if I am here, I think, can I hide behind these trees?
Absolutely. That's what they're there for.
I have Skulker, so I make hide checks with advantage in combat.
Great.
And then I will pull out my short bow, quickly pop one of the little vials on my hip and dip an arrow in the poison and take a shot. Do I have advantage for being hidden from it?
Yeah.
Cool. So, let's hope this hits. 21 to hit.
Yes, that will definitely hit.
Cool. Then I'm going to use sneak attack, and I'm going to use cunning strike. So I'm reducing the sneak attack by 1d6. So let's see. Damage 7 plus. Ooh, very good. 17 piercing.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to make a DC 15 con save versus poison.
Okay. It got a 12.
That is not enough. So it is poisoned for 1 minute, and at the end of each turn, it can repeat the save.
Great.
And that's my turn.
Nice.
All right. Its turn. So,
lightning didn't work. We don't know about thunder. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Taking just massive gate steps, it dashes over to you, Roisin. And it looks over at Ula and Tomi. And it lets out a huge roar. Fine. And
we're like snap sized.
Yeah.
Tomy, you see it shoots a ball of lightning at you.
All right.
Does a 23 hit?
Yeah. I was going to shield, but that doesn't even kind of get close. Yes, it hits.
Okay. Is that with disadvantage from the poison?
Oh, I forgot to roll with disadvantage. Thank you, Matt. 12.
Yay! Yay!
Does not hit.
Yeah. And then it is going to swipe its tail at Roisin.
No.
Rolling with disadvantage. AC 15.
That's my AC. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All right. You take 26 points of bludgeoning damage. And I'd say it's probably like half lightning. So, so let's call it, yeah. So what did I say? 28. So let's say that's 14 lightning, 14 bludgeoning. And so you'll take 21 points, cause you have right. the lightning resistance.
I'm going to stone's endurance as well.
Great. And you are also knocked prone, as this tail just swings in and knocks you right off your feet.
You said 21?
Yep.
Thank you.
And that's its turn. Puts up Tony.
End of a turn and makes another con save.
Oh, thank you.
Poison. Yep.
Thank you.
DC 15.
7. All right. Tony.
All right. I am first going to bonus action take my... my potion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going
to... Did I delete the guy off of the initiative order?
Oh, yeah.
No, looks like it. I've got to zoom in to see where the squares are. One, two.
It's weird.
Can I get over here under this tree?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three. Okay. And then I am going to lob off a fireball 20 feet behind him so it just hits him.
Great.
Doesn't hit anyone else. I assume it's a jungle, so everything's pretty wet, so it's not gonna run. But who knows?
Yeah.
All right.
Give me just one sec. I gotta.
Yeah.
Start this. Add
him back in.
So yeah, start this over.
Tell me, you moved 25 feet away.
I moved 30 feet.
Oh, I think you might have been just behind me. Okay, that makes sense.
I was just in front of you, I think. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Huh. I think I was diagonal to the right of you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 15 on the deck save.
That is the save.
Okay, so beats it. So it takes half damage.
Half damage, so 86. I'm going to roll them all, so it sounds amazing.
And then it'll be Ula, followed by Hayren.
Okay.
Oh, after Tomy rolls the damage. Are you going to move after you do this?
I already moved.
Okay, great. So yeah, go ahead, Ula.
Yeah. Not a lot I can do with him that far away, and I'm not looking to...
26.
Okay, so 13.
It's so hard to see. Me there. That seems stupid.
All right, I'm just gonna have to hope for the best that Roisin has his full attention. I'm gonna. Oh, I can't. Why can't I pick myself up? Hold on. There we go. I'm gonna move up here because even though I don't have a lot of hit points, I am hard to hit. And I'm gonna pop off a bless. And I will go ahead and do it at a second level, so I get Kes, Tomi, myself, and Roisin.
Blessed.
And that's it.
You're blessed.
Blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
And then I just have to hope for the best.
I really wish they would add blessed to D&D Beyond.
It's not in D&D Beyond?
No. Under conditions.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
All right. And anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
Hey, Rin, you're up next.
I would like to cast slow.
Nice.
I will
okay, so it needs to make a wisdom save, is that correct?
Correct. 16. My song so I start singing sounds a little different. Try to slow it. Damn it. Okay.
All right. Oh, are you able to see the saves I made in the game log?
Yeah.
Oops. Ignore that.
What can I do? Nothing. Yeah. That's my turn.
It was a valiant effort.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great turn, great turn.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Silvery Barbs. No, because he passed?
He succeeded. You could force him to resave.
Silvery Barbs. I was still studying my spells to remember who I'm playing. Yes, please. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Nope.
Dang. Oh, shit.
Even better.
Sorry.
Worth
Thank
a
you.
Shot.
Yeah.
You still get to give somebody advantage, though.
Oh, yeah. Who's up next? Roisin. Advantage.
Fine. Oh, babe.
You're welcome, babe.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Oh my God. You know, I say it back in my head. That's the first time I've said it out loud. When you and Colleen and even Chris are going back and forth, I say it in my head. Unfortunately.
All right. Puts up Roisin.
All right. Roisin's gonna, like, kind of like she does when she does Stone's Endurance, where she, like, kind of just goes, and her skin looks a little more stone-like than skin that is stone. Or yeah, you know what I mean.
Stone skin, yes.
Yeah.
Tasty.
She'll probably let out a little airy toot as she grows in size. And ooh, she's going to activate large form.
Ooh.
So I am now Sarge, Jesus Christ. I am size large now.
That's cool.
Nice.
You
get up.
Just, oh, yes. Thank you. Okay, yes, so I activate, so I get 10 extra feet of movement because of that. I don't think it matters, but if I stand up before that, I lose 17.5 feet. And then do I have 27.5 feet if I do it after I stand up? or
yeah, I'll let those shenanigans go. Why not?
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to move, so it doesn't matter. Okay.
Order of operations, though.
Yeah, good to know. All right, I'm Lorge, and then Lorge. I'm going to attack.
Lorge and then Chorge.
Yeah.
I'm going to attack twice with my long sword.
You're blessed.
Perfect. Thank you. And advantage on the first one. Ah! Natural 20.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, that'll...
A total very of nice. 31.
That'll hit, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Roll the dice twice. One, two. Oh, I am doing it with one hand, so or two hands, I mean. What number is that? Where's that die? Why do I always get stressed out when I am rolling?
I don't know, but okay. I have to.
Right? It's like the pressure's on.
Generalized. It's called generalized anxiety, I believe.
Hey. We got it.
Yeah. What in the world can't you be anxious about? Wouldn't I love to know?
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought that was a 1, but it's a 7. So a 7 plus 8 is 15 plus 4 is 19.
Nice.
Nice. Good hit. Good hit.
Okay. And then technically the baddie has disadvantage on his next attack roll, but I'm pretty sure it already has that from poison.
That's correct.
Okay, cool. And then I will attack once more. Not with advantage. I don't know why I was rolling advantage. Sorry.
Silvery barbs.
Mm. Well, I mean this time.
Oh.
All right. That's a 12, but I'm going to roll my bless. A 14?
14 will hit.
Oh, really?
Seeing as it's as big as a barn.
It's very easy to hit, apparently. Love it. It also could have just been armor plated, so.
Fair enough, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, 8 plus 4 is 12.
Okay.
Nice.
Excuse me. And I'm just going to skirt around 1, 2, 3, right there. Skirt, skirt. Unless, Amanda, do you want me to be in your, I mean, I'm sure he could see you over my head, so never mind. I guess
yeah, never mind.
Okay, that is my turn. Thank you.
All right, puts up Cass.
All right, I'm going to aim another shot with my short bow. And thanks to my weapon mastery, it is Vex, which gives me advantage on this.
Nice.
Ooh, 16 plus de bless, 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. And sneak attack with this. 8 plus 9, 17 more piercing damage.
All right.
And I will bonus action hide again.
Okay.
With a natural 20.
Oh, that's, yeah.
A 30 stealth.
I looked up the rules and then I forgot because it's kind of weird now. It's like, oh, yeah, all you have to do is hit a 15 and that gives you the invisible condition.
Oh, that's right.
And then they have to actually use an action to look for you. And then what you get, it determines how difficult that is.
Wow.
So
I am invisible.
Oh, so what you roll for stealth does matter.
It still does matter, yeah.
Oh, I thought it didn't matter anymore. That's good to know. That makes it a little bit more balanced.
Uh-oh.
Makes sense. Oh, no! But I didn't hit him yet! I guess I just think his face is pointed at me. We're going to find out.
Yep, we are.
Okay. Roisin, you have been fucking it up a little bit. So it's actually going to... It kind of walks past you, kind of putting itself between the lot of you, and it's going to reach down with its big toothy maw and try to bite you.
Ew.
So,
Roisin, how unhealthy or healthy are you looking?
I'm over half. I'm well over half.
It, unfortunately, with the poison condition, misses. It's a 12. It's going to swing its tail at Ula.
Okay.
Also with disadvantage, it's a 13.
19.
Y'all's that poison condition, Matthew, that's really
yes.
That saving is, our lives.
Yeah. I really love the new options for sneak attack on rogue.
That's really good. So that's all it can do on its turn. Puts up
me.
Tell me.
Okay.
Oh, and then it tries to make the save again. It's a con save. Does 18 make it?
18 does. It is no longer poisoned.
Hey. Yeah. Get ready to get fucked up.
Tess's turn is just before his. It might just get poisoned again.
A very real possibility.
Okay, I am going to cast a second level chromatic orb at it. I'm going to use cold damage. And I'm going to roll.
You blissed.
Natural 20!
Hey!
That's the third one.
Y'all are on fire. It's like you've been saved up for this battle for months.
Okay. So
this is our moment. We've been waiting.
I forget, Chris. Do you have us roll twice the dice or double the dice?
That has how I've been doing it in this campaign, so that's how I'll keep doing it in this campaign.
Which one?
Roll the dice twice, yeah.
Okay.
I'm experimenting in my weekly Sunday campaign with max damage on the first die roll, and then you roll extra damage on top of that. We're seeing how deadly that is.
It's pretty. There was one where it was. There are two different sets of damage, and so you doubled both the first dice, right?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, because I'm also, you know, the bad guys are also doing it too. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty swingy. I don't know if we're going to keep doing it, but it's still good.
I don't know how I feel about it yet, but it is startling. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Four D2.
Bang. Nice.
I know. I rolled a couple of sixes and then a seven and an eight.
Yeah, we'll have dealt over 130 points to this lizard so far.
Nice.
But it's bloodied, right?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, big boy.
You'll know when it's bloodied.
Oh, fun.
I don't like the way you said that.
That's what we call foreshadowing.
Good enough, good enough, good enough.
Does it explode?
anything else, Tommy?
I kind of want to move somewhere, but I don't think it really matters where I am at this moment.
He got you from, like, what, 50 feet?
Yeah.
Away? Yeah.
So I am going to just stay here and get hit, probably. All done.
Okay. And nobody's done thunder damage to it yet, right?
Nope.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens. Yeah, I'm gonna try a thunder wave. So it makes a DC 15 con save.
Okay.
No, I didn't want to roll those dice. Those don't count. I don't roll on that dice roller.
It got a 10.
Good. Don't count those dice, that roll. I roll in on these. Watch, it'll be way worse. Oh, no, it's not. Nice. It's a 13. 13 damage. Does it seem to take it?
It does.
I like the fanfare.
Yeah, I did too. It's a very cheery thunderwave.
My thunderwave?
You went when you rolled the die, you went do 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 do. Yes. It's interesting. There isn't a size restriction on it pushing a creature. Which is weird. Didn't it used to have a size restriction?
Oh. No.
I don't
Can
think
I
so?
Have no. moved here and the wave goes this can you see that? This direction so
no.
that it
doesn't hit Roshin? Northeast, south or west.
I want to move so that it goes southeast.
Okay, yeah.
So it doesn't hit Roshin.
All right. So it was here. So.
And it's only 10 feet.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna.
So as you blast it with thunder damage, the creature, like the blast of it, you hear like some snapping sounds as like you've injured it and it's now bloodied, and the creature howls to the sky a tremendous roar as clouds appear above it. And the inner sky is like the energy in the sky starts crackling with electricity, and it seems to move with an increased alacrity that wasn't there before, as you've now entered the second phase of this battle.
Beast mode.
Cool. Well, I did want to do one other thing, because let's just go all in. I moved 5, so 10, 15, 20, 25. So I can get here. Wait. Oh.
Sorry. That's fine. There's these things that were on the map. I was just trying to get rid of them.
Oh, okay. He's not moving. Okay.
No. I was trying to draw angry eyebrows over his eyes, but it didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
I'm going to use Quicken Spell to cast True Strike so I can get off a weapon attack.
Mm-hmm.
Chooses my magic, not my magic, my spell attack. Well, a 7 isn't going to help that. Mm-mm. Oh, well, a 12 doesn't hit, right? Oh, I'm blessed! Hold on. I'm also blessed. Okay, so 7 plus 4 is 11? Oh, it's just going to 14.
14 will hit.
Wait, no, hold on. What's 7 plus 12? 7 plus 4
is 11. Didn't you had a 12 before you rolled bless, right?
No, I think I added it wrong cuz 7 plus 4 is 11.
Yeah.
Plus 2 is only 13.
13 hits.
No, really?
13
Amazing.
Hits, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's drawing the angry eyebrows, but I appreciate it.
Let's see, 1d8 plus 2. Oh, nice. So 8 damage, and he can't take opportunity attacks.
Okay.
Because of my weapon. Until the start of its next turn.
Great. Okay. Puts up Hayrin. Top of the round, followed by Roisin.
It's dark, right? It's night?
No, it's day. It's noon.
Oh, it's new. Okay, so we took our rest and then we got up. We're walking. Okay. I will summon a shadow daddy. And I will start singing a despairing, sorrowful song. And it's going to appear on the side of the Thunder Lizard, or like opposite, make a triangle with Roisin and Ula. And I will warn everybody not to be within 5 feet of my shadow daddy this time.
Gotcha.
I'll say
shadow daddy's up to some shit.
Yeah. It's not that I don't think it's gonna move, but it just reduces the creature its speed by 20 feet.
Whoa.
Nice. Oh, that's too really that's too large. That's too large for Shadow Daddy. Okay. All right. Anything else in your turn?
I'm gonna. No, besides telling my Shadow Daddy to attack it.
I need to make a Shadow Daddy token that is worthy of the Shadow Daddy. That's over here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. And then Shadow Daddy will go right after me and is going to attack my spell modifier. My spell modifier. Oh, yes. Okay. Gonna attack. It's a natural 18 plus something. Ah, no, I lost Shadow Daddy. Okay. Come back. Here's that.
The Daddy of Shadows.
Fuck you, Apple News.
What? Oh,
I forgot to do my puzzles yesterday, so I lost my, like, you know, year-long streak.
Oh, no!
And then it just gave me a notification right now that's like, keep your streaks going by solving today's puzzles. I'm like, where is that notification yesterday?
Right? I never actually get to look at his glory whenever he's laying like this, so I just keep looking at my screen and giggling because it's so silly.
That's a good plank. He's got a good plank.
Yeah, his back legs. So good. Shoot.
Another stretch.
Sorry, I just saw material components appears inside a gem worth at least 3,000 gold pieces. That's not consumable, right?
Unless it says the spell consumes it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I was like, have I just been asked? Okay, cool. Well, now I have that, I guess.
Cast it, you're going through 3K.
Worth it for the Shadow Daddy, though.
Worth it for your daddy.
Tears inside a gem worth at least 300 gold pieces, not 3,000.
Yeah, 300. Oh. Yeah, sorry, did I say 3,000?
Yeah, it's like, damn, son, that's a...
No,
that's
sorry.
That's like, damn, Danielle. That's like fourth level shit.
Yeah.
All right, so how much damage did he do?
50,000. 18.
All right.
And that's cold.
All right. End of your turn at initiative 20, the lightning goes. And so how I'm going to do this is we got Heyrin, Roisin, Kes, Tomei, Ula. That's 1 to 5. I'm going to roll D6. On a 1 to 5, it hits the person that is that number. On a 6, it hits everybody.
Oh,
ooh.
Love it.
Yeah, that's cool.
So...
Thanks. I didn't get a potion of lightning resistance, and I regret it.
So that is Heyrin. Heyrin, make me a dex save as a bolt of lightning shoots from the sky at you.
Sounds good. Sorry, I lied. That was 17 damage, not 18.
11 damage?
17
damage. 18. Okay. I'll heal.
Don't gaslight Joe into thinking she got a 17 or an 11, whatever he said.
All right, so Heyrin.
I can't even say it without giggling.
Heyrin, dex save?
Natural one. I'm so dexterous too.
Oh no.
But I crit failed.
All right, you take 6 points of lightning damage from this. Thankfully, it rolled low. Okay, puts up Roisin.
All right, I'm going to step up to this thunder lizard. And then I'm going to cast Booming Blade. I brandish my weapon and make a melee spell attack.
Not a melee.
Also not a melee.
27 to hit?
That'll hit, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to do an extra thing of thunder damage on top of my normal damage, which let me just triple check. Yes, yes, yes.
Ooh, I need to stop using that die. 11.
Do I need to split up the damage?
The only thing that matters is lightning damage.
Okay, cool.
11.
But that means I can only do that because technically that's a spell. That's a cantrip. And so I don't get two attacks per action if I do that, right? Is that correct?
With Booming Blade?
Yeah.
I don't believe you do. Let me look at the spell real quick.
Isn't Booming Blade a bonus action? So you can still use a regular action?
No, it's an action because you're making an attack with your weapon.
Dang.
You're just like infusing it with boom.
Yeah, the boom infusion.
Yeah, so it's just, you just get to do one attack with boom.
That sucks.
Then why am I my class? Why am I my subclass? That seems like an oversight. Okay, so that is that. I definitely am going to use... Oh, I am going to use action surge.
That's actually... Okay, wait. Yes. So action surge... I get an extra action, which means I can attack twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That is my plan. And I did think about that before and didn't think about it until I took my turn. It's like, oh no, mm-hmm. I only get to attack once. Okay, so I will attack twice. First attack. Really bad. But with a bless, hopefully. 5 plus 3 is 8 plus 7 is 15.
15 will hit.
Okay, okay, okay. There's a d10. Oh my god, I keep rolling low. 8, regular.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's pull this stuff instead. Ooh, that's 18 plus bless and 7. Let's roll a d10 that won't fuck me. 7. I keep rolling 3s and 4s. Yeah, so 7 more damage, and with Booming Blade, if the target moves 5 feet or more before the end of my next turn, they take extra damage.
Yep.
So I will ding, ding, ding if that happens.
Great.
And that is the end of my turn.
Puts up Kess.
All right, Kess is going to observe the stormy skies. Oh, this is a shocking turn of events. dip another arrow in poison and take a shot. Maybe wants to work. 14 to hit.
That'll hit.
Cool. So reducing the sneak attack by 1d6. That was a terrible damage roll. So a total of 12 piercing, and it makes another DC 15 con save versus poison.
7.
It is once again poison.
Yay!
Okay. And did you rolled with advantage on it, right?
Yes, because it was vexed from my...
It's also bloodied, so your necklace... Or did you give that? Or did you give that to somebody?
I still have it because nobody else said they wanted it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, he loaned it, I think, during the fight, but then got it back. Yeah. Is that right?
I remember their last session. There was like talk about giving it, and I couldn't. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Right. And bonus action hide. 20, dirty 20.
All right. Successfully hide. Puts up. Okay, so it is going to, first things first, attack Roisin with a bite attack.
Why?
And it's a good thing you poisoned it, Matt, because now it no longer gets advantage from its frenzy ability.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
So okay.
That'll do.
Wow.
19
That'll
to hit.
Do, Rogue. That'll do.
Oh, that hits. Except
what was it?
19 to hit.
Okay.
Oh, can't do that. I'm going to Stone's Endurance.
Okay. So you're going to take 14 piercing damage, 13 halved, so 6 lightning damage. So 20 points of damage altogether.
Sweet. Thank you.
And then it grabs you with its mouth, and it's holding you up in the air. You are grappled and restrained.
What's going on? I don't like this.
It is going to, with its second attack, you're in its mouth restrained, and it, thankfully, it can't get advantage on this roll because of, said poison condition. So no matter how much advantage it gets, you are still not going to be attacked with advantage. You can feel that, like, your hair stand on end as it charges up an electrical blast in its throat, and it's going to use its breath weapon attack on you, Roisin, in its mouth. It's basically cooking its food.
Oh, God.
29 to hit.
Silvery barbs. I will use a silvery barbs on that one. Just in case.
Illegitimate 20.
Dang.
Still hit.
Oh, hell.
It's all right. I'm just having a sticky beak inside this guy's mouth.
All right. So after the lightning damage is halved, it is 16 points of damage.
All right.
And Ula gives somebody advantage.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Roisin, advantage. Get out of that mouth. Get out of that mouth.
And then its third attack, it's going to swipe Ula with its tail.
Yes.
27 to hit.
Ooh. That does do it.
That'll be 21 damage. And you're you're prone. And then its fourth attack. Now that you're prone, it is going to... Well, it can't get advantage because it's poisoned. So once again, it attacks you, Ula, again. 18 to hit. I think misses, right?
Misses.
You get knocked over, and it comes back down to wallop you with its tail, and you just turn over, and it glances off your shell.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Puts up Tomi next.
All right. This might be crazy. How big exactly is this thunder lizard? Is it like T-Rex size?
Yeah. Yeah.
So my halfling ass.
It is technically huge by the rules.
Okay. Mm. I want to use my face step to teleport onto its head between its eyes.
Okay, cool. I love it.
All right. And then I'm going to cast my cantrip Green Flame Blade, and I want to stab it in one of its eyes to get it to drop Roisin.
All right. Roll an attack.
Okay. Come on, Sir Greg. 15? Not bad. 15.
All right.
Plus bless?
Oh.
15 will hit.
Oh, right.
Yes. Okay. And then that's a D8. That I... 7.
Seven points of damage. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have it make a... I'm going to call it a con save. See if it keeps Roisin in its mouth. And the DC is just going to be the damage dealt, so 7. it's con save, as we've learned. Oh, yeah, I forgot to roll a con save for its poison condition. So 7 was the con save for the poison condition. So it's still poisoned. And then 9 is its con save against that. So it still holds on to Roisin.
Okay.
Wow.
But good try. I love it. Nice. And you are currently on top of it.
Yes, I am. Cool. I am... I'm going to see what it's like to stay here for a little bit.
Thank you. All right. Puts up Ula next.
Wow.
I tell you what. Roisin, how are you doing?
One might say I'm at 10 out of 52.
Oof.
Well, one might say,
I certainly can't touch you, and I'm also at 13.
Yeah, don't worry about me. Hit. You're good.
So let's just, let's pop off with a mass healing word. Tomi, you haven't taken any damage, right?
No.
Okay. Kes, you haven't either, right? Oh my god, I couldn't have rolled shittier. Fuck.
I have not.
So that's 8 points of healing. So lame.
I'll take it. Thank you.
And then I'm going to... Oh, I can't disengage because I used an action. No. Mass healing words is a bonus action. Yeah, I'm going to stand up using half my movement, disengage as my action, and go 5, 10, 15. Go. Well, balls, come on. 5, 10, 15. Good luck as I run away. That really hurt as I run away. Ooh. Yep, that's all she wrote for this turn. All
right, puts a pair in.
Woof.
And on deck is Roisin.
I would like to move.
Soon to be Roisin on deck, soon to be on Weck. So it's a really, Weck is a type of role.
Oh.
Very specific part of the world.
I knew when I was making the joke. I was like, maybe Caitlin will get this, maybe not. But
joke about it like a week ago.
I'll get it though. So fun fact: Buffalo Wild Wings is often called BW3s, and that's because the third W is actually Weck. It used to be called Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck, which is Weck is
it Rex?
Weck, W E C K.
I thought it was WRECK. Mm-mm. It's a type of sandwich.
Weck is it's upstate New York. It's the type of roll that they put. That they put roast beef on. Beef on Weck. And then obviously nobody outside of upstate New York knows what Weck is, and so outside of that they just dropped it. So now it's Buffalo Wild Wings. All right. So what you did, Heron? You jumped down.
And it's a bonus action to, it's a bonus action to feed a potion?
Yep.
Okay. Since Ula moved, I can actually get to her.
Hey.
Nice. So I would like to, is that next to her?
Mm-hmm.
Enough? Okay. Double check that I have.
You know, it's funny because you can always, when you're administering a potion, when somebody's unconscious, it makes sense because, you know, you just pour it down there. It's like, but I'm imagining you going over and being like, Ula, open your mouth.
Open wide. Well, then I might have just told her to open her mouth for no reason because I just realized I don't have a potion.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to?
I would say go ahead and hit him. I'm okay. At 21 now. I could probably take a hit. Probably won't, like, probably be fine.
Okay, I'll be right next to you. I don't know why I have no potion. Oh, because I'm broke. Okay, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
That's why I don't have that lightning
because
resistance.
I bought too much paper.
I spent too much money on other things.
I needed paper. We have no money.
Hashtag wizard problems.
I will Dragon Breath weapon it from here. And I'm going to do the 30 foot. Would that hit Roisin, who's in its mouth?
Is it? I will say.
It's 5 foot.
I'll say no. I'll say this thing is tall enough that you can aim it square at the chest, okay, and it won't hit Roisin in the mouth or Tomi on top of it.
Sounds good.
Because I'm a kind and merciful DM.
If it's turned a certain way, I would like to blow my dragon's breath up its butthole.
Its tail was facing that direction, so its tail's up in the air. You.
Thank you. I lock in.
Aim for the brown eye and let loose.
Yep. That's what I'm doing. It is a call. What is it? Dex save.
All right. Not its best save. Three.
Wow. Okay. Great. Because I actually don't know what the DC is because it's written in its weird code. Instead of
it fails. I assure you, whatever.
Thank you. Oh, weird. Where's my dying?
It got me with a tail whip, right?
Oh, and your DC is 14 dex, by the way. So on that
14 dex.
Yeah.
Okay. On mine, it says dex DC save C colon con.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and then comma half damage on success, like thanks. And then it's just a straight number, so it's nine cold up its butt.
All right,
shut up,
puppy.
And hey, puppy. Yes, hey, Tana's here.
I thought you were calling the T-Rex puppy for a second. And I was going to be like, well, that's a heck of a weird insult for this giant lightning lizard.
And then I will command Shadow Daddy, or I will ask Ivy, Shadow Daddy to hit it with a chilling rend again.
All right.
And then Shadow Daddy will reach towards it and attack. Oh, here's second puppy. He's a little shorter. And plus 15 to hit.
15 will hit.
10, 3, 3, 16.
Nice.
16, you said?
Nice. Yes.
That's a good hit.
And that is good hit.
This thing is starting to look pretty hurt now. Which only makes it angrier. Okay. After your turn, Hayren, we go to initiative 20. Gonna roll this d6. Everybody, roll me a dex save.
Oh, no. Oh no! God damn it!
Well, 22 for Cass.
Failure.
Does it hit? If I'm in its mouth, does it hit the? Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
It's immune to lightning damage. Yep.
But I mean, what if I'm in its mouth, so nothing's showing?
You're not swallowed by it, so roll me a dex save with disadvantage. Good lawyering though. Tomi, I'd also like you to roll disadvantage.
Don't forget our bless.
You are on a very uneven surface that's moving around. Mm. 22 will succeed, Cass. Hayren, what'd you get?
17.
That'll succeed. Ula?
Oh yeah, I got a 2.
That's a fail. Mm.
14.
That's a fail.
Ew. 18.
Succeed. So if you succeeded, you take 4 points of lightning damage. If you failed, you take 8.
Okay.
Oh no, I've been hit. Ow.
That's all the healing I took last
turn. Roisin, you're up.
Ooh. Sorry, did we still have the 10 temp HP? Was that today or was that yesterday?
What was the 10? That was... 10 temp. That was a couple days ago. You no longer
have
it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So yeah, I was looking at this. I'm like, why do I have 10
HP? It was from that really nice hotel. You woke up with 10 HP.
Oh, yeah.
So if we... Excuse me, sir. Get out. Get down. Sorry.
Roisin, what you doing? You are restrained and grappled.
What? Can I do anything to try to get out of this?
You can try to escape. You can attack, but your attack rolls have disadvantage. Okay. So basically, your speed is 0. You have disadvantage on dex saves. You have disadvantage on attacks. Yeah, that's basically it. So you can, yeah, you can take an action to try to escape.
Okay.
You still have advantage from Ula's silvery barbs.
No, it's the first roll you roll. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So if you have advantage and then someone gives you silvery barbs advantage, it's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I wish I had advantage. Okay. So, I would like to try to get out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can make a athletics or acrobatic check, your choice.
Let's do athletics because I'm pretty sure I have advantage. Hold on. To end the grapple condition.
Nice. Yes.
All right. That is not a save, so no. That is a 21.
That you're able to pry yourself out of the jaws. You're on the ground next to it.
And then.
And I'll actually let you pick any square adjacent to it for you to deposit yourself.
Okay. I'm going to go here. Do I get all my speed back or am I at zero for my whole turn?
No, you didn't take a move action at all. So your okay. speed is back up.
Cool. I'm going to bonus action second wind.
Mm-hmm.
I'll roll my health after my turn's over. And then because I'm using second wind, I get to move up to half my speed without provoking.
Oh yeah, your tactical attacks. Shift. That's a great ability.
Yes. So I'm going to move 22.5 feet away. 1, 2, 3, 4, and nothing else. Okay.
You've got a foot into that other square.
Okay, thank you.
You'll never hit me. You'll never hit me.
No.
All right. Puts up Kes.
7, 9, or 6. Okay. Kes is going to shift. And... seeing the precarious, Roshin has extricated herself, but Tommy's in a kind of a precarious position. Kes is going to run up into melee with this thing and stab. That should be with advantage, but 26 yeah, to hit.
Yeah, okay, that's definitely hits.
So, sneak attack. Right. Just remembering how being a rogue works. Sneak attack. Still poison, so I'm not going to do the poison thing again. Ooh, very good roll. 20 piercing damage from the first dagger hit.
Nice.
And then the offhand. Oh, no. That one isn't with advantage. So, it's just a nat 1. So the second one misses.
All right.
And I get 6 temp HP, and I don't get eaten.
Nice. Also, Ula, Bless is a concentration spell. Have you been rolling concentration
saves? Oh, shit. No. But I only took one hit, right?
2 hits.
Oh, the big one that I was worried about, and then the second one. So first one, 19, natural on the die. Ooh, second one.
How much damage did you hit? It's 19 should be good.
It was 21.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It would have been a 10, right? Yeah.
Good.
And then the second one.
Just looking for a 10 or better.
Is a 10. Just barely a 10.
Squeaking it in.
If you have cast Bless on yourself and you're rolling your con save, do you get to add Bless to your con save?
Yeah, sure you do. Of course.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Good thought.
Bless blesses itself.
Bless the blesser.
Yeah.
Bless those who bless themselves.
All right.
Sorry. I know you said it would hit all of us. The Shadow Daddy also need to make a dex save?
Nope.
Okay.
Shadow Daddy's fine.
Okay.
Shadow Daddy is not actually a physical being. It's a it's a shadow, so it's
figment of my imagination. You all, yeah. And you all actually don't say anything. So you just humor me.
All right, puts up the Thunder Lizard's turn. Tomi.
Yes.
It is going to try to hurl you into the air by throwing its head up.
Okay.
Roll me an acrobatics check.
All right, I'm not bad at those.
Okay. You are able to hang on to it. So I'm going to say that it can't attack you this turn.
Yay. Nice.
But I'm also not counting that as one of its attacks. So.
Oh. Yeah, no worries.
But you are safe from it tossing you in the air and eating you like a piece of popcorn.
That's what I was worried about.
Okay, so it does have, however, a tasty morsel in front of it. So Kes, we're going to be taking some attacks here.
Surely the Shadow Daddy looks more appetizing than I do.
Oh, fuck.
All right. It is still poisoned.
Yep.
21 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
That is 32 damage.
Jesus.
Well, God. 6 of that is temp HP, and the remaining 26, I'm bloodied.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened to me, too. Jesus fucking Christ.
All right. Second attack with the bite. Oh, wait. It has you in its maw. So it is going to... It picks you up. It's holding you in its mouth.
Well, and it's rolling with disadvantage already, right?
Well, yes. It would have advantage, but so that's a flat roll. Exactly. With the poison.
But yeah, me casting Silvery Barbs is not worth it. It's not going to do anything.
All right. And then you feel the heat of the breath weapon charging.
I regret trying to help my friends.
I learned my lesson.
It rolled like shit. Does an AC 13 hit you?
No, thankfully.
Somehow, somehow you're able to dodge out of that through some sort of mystical fucking.
I grab its tongue and shove it up into the
room. Yeah, there you go.
Ow.
I was hoping it would still chase me, but sorry.
I ran into melee with it. This is my own dumb fault.
All right, so it is going to... step over, provoking from Shadow Daddy.
Oh no. What is it doing?
Yes, oh. Roisin.
No, never mind. I thought I got my Booming Blade, but that only lasted a round.
Damn it.
16 to hit from Shadow Daddy. Oh my god. Good job, Shadow Daddy. 17. Hold.
All right, this creature is really hurt. It can't take much more of what y'all are dishing out, but it's also dishing out a lot before it goes. So it's still down to the wire here. As Ula, you see a massive tail come heading your way.
No! Bye.
Illegitimate 20.
Damn it. And it's rolling with disadvantage.
With flat.
Flat,
yep.
Yeah.
You still can Silvery Barbs it. We'll still have to re-roll.
Oh, so it's not rolling with disadvantage. It's saved from the poison?
It would have advantage, but the poison is disadvantage, so it cancels out to a flat roll.
And Silvery Barbs doesn't forgive disadvantage. It just makes them re-roll.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I want to do that. I'm sorry, Matt, but also, if it hits me,
it's
I'm down.
No, I've got hit points.
It rerolled another illegitimate 20, so same thing.
Damn it.
So that is going to be 30 points of damage.
Well, I'm not dead, but I'm certainly not awake.
All right. And then, hey, Rin, the tail just basically keeps coming towards you. As it just knocks Ula right out. And so that is going to be AC 18.
Oh.
Miss.
So it's not within 5 feet of us.
It has reach.
Fuck. Sucks.
Is it within 5 feet of me?
So it's within 5 feet of Kess and Tomy for sure. All right. That is its turn. Probably its last turn, if I'm being honest, but we'll see how this round goes.
It makes another save versus poison.
Oh, thank you.
You still get to give somebody advantage.
Oh, yes.
But the bless is gone.
Yes.
Tomy, are you going to attack it?
Dirty 20 on the save, so it's no longer poisoned.
No longer poisoned.
Okay, Tomy.
All right. I am first going to cast Sword Burst.
Mm-hmm.
He has to make a Dex 15 save, and I'm on his head.
Not his best save. A 15.
Okay, so that meets.
So meets it, beats it.
Meets it, beats it. Okay, so that is a... cantrip, so it doesn't do anything.
Okay.
And then I am going to use my face step again to teleport myself right over here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I teleport,
That's right. You do have a little thing.
Send out, yeah. Where the heck is this description? Okay. He takes fire damage equal to my proficiency bonus. So he gets 3 fire damage.
Nice.
Okay.
And then I'm going to quicken spell. How many things is quicken spell? 2 sorcery points. And cast... I could cast first level with quicken spell?
Mm-hmm.
Any spell. Yeah.
Okay.
Because sorcerer's burst is a cantrip, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was... Oh yeah, sword burst. I can cast any spell. Okay, cool. I'm going to cast a second level chromatic orb at it.
Alright.
And you get advantage.
Advantage? Oh my god! It went very far. What is that? Okay. That is a dirty 20.
That'll hit.
Nice.
And boop. A boop. And another boop. Where's the boop? Where's the boop? Boop. Ah. 16.
How do you want to do this?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
As a little blast of flame goes off on the top of his head, Tomy reappears right behind it and shoots a chromatic orb right at the back of its head, and I want it to be like, whoa, and fall forward.
Yeah, it staggers for a moment. The sky like clears up the electricity, and it sort of dissipates as it falls forward, and Cass, you come tumbling out of its mouth.
And quickly scrambling so I don't get crushed under it as it falls.
Yeah. Okay, Ula, roll me a death save.
Yay. Oh, that's fail.
All right. Puts up Hayren.
It just fell down.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's dead.
We're still on initiative.
Oh, okay. Concentration hat back on. I'm going to is it dead?
It's
is
dead, it... yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
Is it still zappy?
No, the lightning seems to have dissipated from it as it died.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but I think we're at least in initiative because I, for one, could die.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ula's bleeding out next to you, so that's why we're still in initiative.
Yeah, I see. Can I help her in any way? Without?
Yeah, you can roll a medicine check.
Yeah, I didn't get any healing potions either.
Okay. And I'm not blessed.
Think Tomi can heal?
I can heal, but I have to be touching her.
16.
15 is his DC? Yeah, you stabilize her. Okay, we're out of initiative.
Yay.
Oh, nice. Cool. Okay.
All right, so...
I run over to Ula.
Real quick, I'd like everybody that's still up to make me a perception check.
Uh-oh. We love that.
Oh, well, convenient for you. Me not making a perception check.
Ooh.
17 for Kes, and if it is at all important, I have 10 feet of blind sight.
Okay.
17 plus 4, 21.
21.
Also 21, also 10 feet of blind sight.
Hey.
Do I? I don't have blind sight. I definitely don't have blind sight.
10. All right. Tomi and Roisin, as you kind of look around after the fight to make sure that you're out of danger, you see just kind of off in the jungle, kind of on the east side of the map, one of those creatures that was outside the hut the other night, just sort of watching the battle intently, and then sort of slinking off into the woods when the battle is over.
Well, that's a bad
sign. I don't like it when someone has a squiz on us. Squiz.
Yeah, that was creepy.
What's squizzing?
We have a whole episode titled Squiz at the Bang about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Squiz is like if you're looking at something and checking it out.
Okay.
It would probably be more of a sticky beak because it's a little more nosy, but... Squiz was what I thought of first.
But what was squizzing?
Oh, those little thunder lizard things that we saw yesterday. Last night.
Mm. I'm gonna pour my health potion down my friend's throat unless somebody else wants to do anything else.
I can come over there and do a cure wounds. You don't want to waste your potion.
Sure, if that's all right with you.
Yeah,
you've got
I'm
the energy.
Come over and do a cure wounds to D8. I've been rolling D8s pretty good today, so fingers crossed. Oh shit, that's bad. 6.
No.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Thanks. I once again forgot how to fight. I keep forgetting to use my fucking class features when we go into fucking fights until the turn I go down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, it's hard when you only play in a campaign once every, you know, month
one
or
to six
three.
Months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That definitely puts things on hard mode. So.
Just fucking forgot again. I could have gotten 4 more D8 on him because he hit me twice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Do we think that little guy is off to tell somebody or something? Why would it watch and then just run away?
I don't know.
Somebody was watching us?
It seems kind of clever.
Some kind of little lizard thing.
Oh, like the ones we saw last night?
Yeah, definitely.
Interesting. What if they're sentient?
From what I saw of that lizard, Chris, mystical thing out there that I'm asking, could I tell, looking into its eye, if it had any intelligence or like if it had some sort of like...
I'll say you can roll me an insight or a nature check, one of the two.
All right.
I be allowed to do so because of our interaction with them last
you
night?
You did not see it. I'm sorry.
Can I do it?
Oh, shit.
Can I do it? I saw it.
Yes, you can do it, Amanda.
I saw one last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never actually seen one with your eyes, Rosh Ula.
Didn't we see them last night?
Hey, Ren did on Roch.
Oh. You, can I? It's been so long. I didn't. You said you all. That's
no worries.
Can I roll a check? Or because I didn't see this one.
I'd say, yeah, I'd say insight or animal handling. Or nature. One of those three. For any three of you.
Are you sure not athletics?
Yeah, roll the athletics check.
Thank you.
Be careful 18. What you ask for.
Yeah.
18, nature.
Nature, 18.
I got 12.
12.
I got 12 as well. We're rolling twinning today.
Yeah.
Hey, Ren, I would say you would know that it was curious, and it seemed to be like looking at things. Does that pertain? You know, what does that pertain as to his intelligence? Hard to say. Roisin and Tomy, you know, it watched and slunk away. That's unusual behavior for an animal, but you're not sure what that means.
Do I think it's unusual. Smarter or dumber than Sir Greg?
Smarter.
Okay.
What? Sir Greg's so smart.
All right. Did you all want to take a short rest here?
I would like to, yes.
Yes, sure. Maybe,
sure.
Maybe we move a little bit away, like not right where the body is.
From the carnage.
Ooh, I want to see if I can take like some teeth and scales from it.
I'll help you with that.
Right. Does it have like a lightning gland on the inside?
Do you cut it open to find out?
Yeah.
All right. So,
who's resistant to lightning right now? Maybe they should do that.
I am.
Okay. Oh yeah.
How long do you want to spend here doing this, I guess, is the question. Because I know you guys are also worried about leaving and...
um, 20 minutes?
Okay.
Is that too much? Is that too much?
All right. Roll me a survival check to get the animal.
Okay. With advantage because I'm helping?
Are you proficient in survival?
No.
Is anybody else here proficient in survival?
I am.
I thought Roisin was helping because she's not, she's resistant to lightning, okay. So she's physically helping to...
But Hayren's proficient.
Hayren, if you want to risk the electrical damage to assist, I'll let you give grant advantage on this roll.
What roll? Oh, just, it's a survival roll.
Yep.
Okay. Tell me, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for your help. I need it. 17.
You cut it open, you don't find like a dragon has like a gland that produces the fire. You don't actually see like a gland that seems to produce this. I will say though that you do notice something that's out of the ordinary. Is that it appears to have a second heart.
Oh.
Gross.
I want one. Give me one.
And I will say, as you look at it, one of the hearts appears to be almost burnt a little bit. And you would suspect that this second heart might be what is granting it its elemental damage. Though it seems like that once it's died, that is inert.
Oh. Hmm. Weird. Yeah. Guys, you think this is worth taking to like show some scientists or just leave it?
Not part of our job.
Yeah, we could probably just sketch it out. And also those rangers probably know all about it, right?
Yeah, that's probably
I'd imagine so. They've been here a lot longer than we have.
And then as far as scales and teeth, there are no scales. It just has lizard skin. That's why it's easy.
Lizard skin, right.
So easy to hit. But you can get some teeth. It has a lot of teeth.
I forgot that lizards don't have scales. Yeah. I want to take some teeth.
How big is the heart?
The heart is about as big as Tomy is. Both of them.
Yeah, we're not taking that anywhere.
Yeah. And we shouldn't stick around too long because things will be attracted to the smell of blood.
Yes. All right. I'm just going to take some teeth, like five. Did I take five? What I rolled?
Okay, you take five teeth. And then you all abscond a short distance away. Who's leading that? And I'd like them to roll me a survival check to find a good resting spot.
I get disadvantage on survival because I'm not trained, right?
No, you just roll. You just don't get to add your proficiency bonus.
I don't have survival, so
I'll do it.
I've got plus four.
Oh, I'll help.
That's a thing you could do. That's gaming the system.
That's gaming the system.
No, I mean, in a fun, like, that's pod racing sort of way.
Yeah.
That's gaming the game.
Wow. Game. 8 and a 2. Like, so this is going poorly. I just died a couple minutes ago. That's a total of 12.
All right. You find a decent spot. You are a little woozy. But yeah, you guys find a good spot to like hunker down. It's got sight lines. It's high elevation. You've got sight lines, and it's pretty defensible. So you all feel comfortable taking a hour rest there. So go ahead and spend your hit dice. Get back any short rest abilities, and let's take a real life short rest. Let's call it 5 minutes, 6 minutes. So come back at 7:55.
Cool.
All right. So you all take your short rest, and everybody spent their hit dice and all that jazz.
Yeah. While we were resting, did we set a fire or anything? Probably not. It's the middle of the day in the jungle. Never mind.
Not unless we needed to for something.
Mm-mm. And I will say, from your vantage point, you can actually see the corpse of the creature you slain. And like, literally, like minutes after you left, like there's now scavenger creatures there, like eating it and like fighting each other over it.
Do we see the one that was watching us, or more like that among the scavengers?
You do not.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Now, Roisin is very smart, or smarter than Shay is. Is there something Roisin would think to ask you that Shay's not thinking?
Oh, yeah. Same for Hayden.
You both are just as smart as your characters.
Thanks, Chris.
No, not that I can think of.
Sounds like a deflection if I ever heard one.
Tomi's actually much dumber than me, so I can't ask that question.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, you can always collaborate above the table. I won't penalize you for that.
But what if I want to collaborate below the table?
Ayo.
Well, then that's none of my business.
Can you remind me, were we walking in a particular direction?
It's sort of northwesterly.
Okay. Thank you. And we were just walking, we were walking that way, hoping that, based on what we've heard from people, that's the direction of the meteor. And we'd see something eventually. Thank you.
And also, you've been following these, which thankfully kind of have been following along in the same-ish direction, these little hidden markers in the woods that lead paladins and druids of Kasuba.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything you all discuss while you're taking your short rest?
Hey, Ren, what if we follow this to like where the rangers and druids are, and there's like a really, really hot ranger? Aww. Wouldn't that be really exciting?
That would be really exciting.
I feel like it would be even more exciting if we ran into them when they were like, at the end of a bath and they were coming out of the stream and they did the thing where like you put your hands on the side and you go,
and then
just the water cascades down.
That would do it.
Yeah.
That'd be really hot.
Fingers crossed.
Or if there were like some doors. And they like were hurt, you know, and they just like walk in and they push and the doors open.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm picturing that.
I was like, if there's doors in the jungle?
I don't know.
I got there eventually.
Well, even like a heavy sheet of vine. Oh man.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep well tonight.
Okay, just remember I have to be in the hut the whole time.
Yeah, just remember we all stay in the hut all night.
I just meant I was going to have good dreams. I don't think I'm a sleep talker. But I guess we'll find out.
If it gets weird, I'll wake you up.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Is everybody feeling okay?
Well enough.
Now that we're resting? Yeah.
Got my breath.
Okay. That was weird, right?
Half eaten, but otherwise okay.
It was weird in the mouth. I know it was like, you know, I feel like I've been in the mouth of like creatures before, but that, I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah. What kind?
Chris, what kind of giant creatures would exist?
You tell me.
I'm from.
I'll leave it up to you.
You know, like woolly mammoths, but they're like actually aggressive and they have teeth, something like that.
Oh.
I don't know the name.
No. I'm auto-completing in my head a woolly mammoth that is aggressive and has teeth and... Oh no.
But there's a lot of fur and... from
Sujaru, so there's probably like saber-toothed tigers up there, right, Chris?
Yeah.
It's harder for me to fit in their mouth, though.
Yeah.
Carnivorous mastodons, apparently.
Dire saber-toothed tiger.
I was just going to say, I literally took the words out of my mouth, Amanda.
You know, for some reason, I thought they were dire-sized. Just automatically in my head, so.
What about you guys? What's the scariest, like, monster-type creature you've ever had to, like, battle?
Well, it didn't have to battle it, but sometimes one of the Kraken swims by our settlement, and that's something. That's
scary.
I tell you what, there's nothing like a planet-sized super predator just like chilling right next to where you live.
They have beaks, right?
Well, you...
Yeah.
So I'm
told. I don't know why that's so funny to me. Like, I think of this imposing thing and then it's just got a little beak on his little mouth.
No, the beak is up inside. You don't want... If you see the beak, you're already dead.
Up inside?
It's like teeth.
Oh, yeah. It's internal to the mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, and so when the suckers go around you, it's with regular octopus too. They wrap you in a deadly hug. Sometimes it's poisonous. And then, oh, like the Mind Flayer, the beak comes out from the inside to grab you.
Oh, okay.
I meant teeth.
I point to the scars on our skulls. Like that.
My brain was so tasty.
Mine probably wasn't.
What about the rest of you? What kind of monsters?
I didn't fight much before I joined up with you guys.
Yeah, monster is not really a thing I encounter in my day-to-day. This has been a new experience.
Mm. It's like people who are monsters?
Well, yeah.
Mm. Aaron?
I was going to say my grandmother.
Oh. Was she actually a monster or just because of her personality?
My grandma the lich.
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder.
I'm guessing that Heron probably has a book called My Grandma the Witch, or My Grandma the Lich, which...
Yep.
Hmm.
Well,
nothing as exciting as what you've all been through, though.
I mean, it's well, not like I caught the Kraken or anything. It just
and now we've all fought a weird, big, scary creature, so.
Now, what are the homes like under the sea?
What are the what like?
The homes. Like, were you looking out a window looking at the Kraken go by, or?
Yeah, some places have windows, but we don't. You spend a lot of time out of. You don't. It's kind of all the same. You know, it's not like here where you've got land and sky. It's all one thing. So there are homes, but they're not important the way they are up here. Mm. You can't really die of exposure because you're in the same place you always are.
How do you sleep? Like, I assume you float a little bit.
Oh, like, we sleep?
You have to, like, tie yourselves down. You don't
or hold
off.
Hands. Like otters.
Otters do hold hands, and it's adorable. I don't... Caitlin hasn't thought about this, obviously.
Come up with lore on the spot.
Yeah, come up with lore on the spot. It's like your hammocks, only not that. But you're just in the hammock and the current takes you where you go.
That sounds fun.
So, like, technically, I guess tied down, but not aggressive. Yeah.
Maybe we should go visit your home sometime.
Caitlin is also just remembering that she had never talked to any of you, I don't think, about her home. And I don't know. Is that true, Chris? I don't think I have.
I don't think you have, no.
We've only talked about, like, we've talked about not, like, logistics. We talked a little bit about, like, treatment or, like, expectations. Fighting?
Gosh, I don't remember anything at all. It's been too long.
Talk about what kind of food you ate down there. I know that.
Oh, one. Yeah, we've talked about what kind of food I ate. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot the question that was asked of me because I remembered some parts of my backstory that I had forgotten.
Rushing out to come visit. Oh, sorry.
Oh, come and visit. That's what it was. maybe...
How do we breathe?
There's
really
magic.
Long snorkels.
They're spells, but they are really intense. Like, you can't just go there. Like, it takes more than a day to get there, and being able to breathe underwater is only a one-day spell. And it's not, like, a super cheap spell. Mm. So it's not cheap to go where I live if you can't breathe underwater naturally.
The only rich people have vacation there.
Actually, that's really accurate. Yeah. I didn't know much of anything about the outer world except what rich people were like. It's not a good look. It's not really a good look.
I'm surprised you came up here.
They take long weekends in the Clamptons. I think I actually dealt psychic damage to Matt with that one.
good one.
All right.
That was great.
All right. Well, I think I just killed that role playing scene. So you all finish up your short rest, and once you've had a chance to catch your breath and tend to your wounds, you are ready to proceed further into the woods again.
Into the woods.
Hopefully there'll be a little less death in this one than in that one.
we'll so, see.
But just as much stinging.
All right. So apparently my pun also permanently killed Amanda's camera. So,
I had to turn it off. That's how mad I was.
So you all proceed. Who's leading the charge? I know, Kess, you've been kind of looking for the little signs to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So are you leading?
I can if we want to follow the tracks, the trails, the signs.
Roll me a survival check.
I am not good at survival, though.
Hey, Red's helping you, though, so you have advantage.
Cool.
Ghost.
I'm
plus one.
Motivated by...
Six.
We're doing great, guys. We're doing
with advantage?
Yes, I rolled a 2 and a 5.
Woof. Oh. I rolled a 2 and an 8 earlier. It's bad out here.
After about an hour of travel, you come across the corpse of a giant lightning lizard.
Ha! Oh, no!
Is it the same type as the other one was?
Yeah. It's,
hey, Red, I think you're just going to have to bite the bullet and lead.
And in exactly the same position.
Is it missing?
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Is it missing 11 teeth? Exactly.
It is missing 11 teeth. Its chest is cut open. It's missing 11 teeth. You see some turtle blood on the ground next to it.
Yeah. No. That's my blood.
What a coincidence, guys.
Yes, we're never going to get to the hot rangers now. Like this.
Well, you lead then.
Somebody else needs to.
Fine.
I trust you to be more motivated in that direction.
There you go.
Oh, because,
hey, Red,
you're all locked in. You're all manacled. No, that's not right. You're all fuzzy cut. No. Okay. Anyway, I will. You know what I'm talking about. What is it called when you're like got like one special person?
Oh, I see you know, what you're saying.
You know,
locked down, manacled down.
Why fuzzy... do you think you're manacled?
I don't know. Fuzzy
handcuffs.
Fuzzy handcuffs down.
It was a blacksmith.
Oh.
So, huh? Manacles, Roisin, on the mind. Anyway, we should get going. Daylight is burning.
So good.
That's... Okay.
My brain shut down because when you were going through that word soup, you said fuzzy k, and I completed fuzzy cunt, and I was like, what?
What? That's what I was going to say. Of course.
My favorite went thing. Fuzzy, fuzzy, cute, cute.
Oh, fuzzy, fuzzy, cute. That's not what I
really did. A glimpse into the psychologies of everybody here.
Yes.
That's not what I did.
All right, hey, Ren, roll me a survival check. Starting fresh from where you made this kill.
Good.
14.
All right. After a few more hours, you've not come across any suspiciously familiar battle sites. As the sun starts to get low in the sky,
it's getting really low.
Well, your passive perception, I think, is the highest with 16, right?
My passive is 17, I thought. Let me check DDB. Because I thought I was just looking at it.
Oh, yes, it is 17. You're right.
Yeah. Looking at it. I'm perceptive and insightful. What it do is. I see with my keen turtle eyes?
Nothing.
Okay.
What do you hear with your keen turtle ears?
Nothing. until it wants you to hear it.
Until it wants me to hear it?
Yes. You all are walking and you hear somebody behind you go,
Question.
Ah!
Question, would this count as something that the Trident of Warning would warn us against?
No.
Ah! Okay.
Okay. Ah!
Standing behind you, you see a tall half-elven man. He's got like tan skin, kind of long brown, kind of greasy in a sexy way, hair. several days of beard going on there.
Does he push through a stand of vines in order to present himself?
He definitely gives off the vibe that if there were, he would. and he says, strange getting travelers this far out in the woods. Or in the jungle, I guess, because we are in a jungle. This far out in the jungle.
Does he have a Kasuba holy symbol about his person?
You look, and yes, you do see a Kasuba holy symbol that he's wearing on a very very plain looking necklace.
Yeah, well, we're trying to find a falling star, so do you have any directions you want to point us towards? It would be appreciated.
He says, excuse me. He says, I appreciate that you weren't here to poach the creature that you slayed.
Nope, it attacked us.
Yes.
Yeah, we wouldn't have fucked with it, but it fucked with us.
Yes, and you left its corpse for the nature to reclaim. That is the way it should be. Minus a few teeth, but no harm there.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about teeth.
It's for science.
Leia said no harm. You all, he says, though a strange crew, I feel no malice from the lot of you.
Did you know they have two hearts?
I did, yes.
All right.
What's your name? So I don't forget to ask.
Vigo.
No!
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
Chris.
And you said he's half elf? You're wrong.
Vigo, well, that's because I don't want to get sued. Now do I?
Aragorn technically has Elvis blood.
That is true.
Elvis blood?
Elvish.
Oh,
I was going to say, I think young Shay would have been much less attracted to him if he had Elvis blood. Right.
So say we all. So he says, the sun's starting
but
to...
Current Shay is all about that.
Yes. The way he waggles those hips. Eats those peanut butter banana sandwiches.
Oh dear.
So he says, let's get back on sexy track here.
Okay.
he says the sun's getting low. He says, do you all require shelter for the evening? He says, we have a little sanctuary not far from here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Are there any doors?
Yes, we have a set of double doors that lead into it. They're a bit heavy, though, so they require a pretty strong push.
Two arms.
Would you go in, and then we stay outside? And then...
You'll have to go in, because they open inwards.
Oh, so what if we go in, and then we close the doors, and then you come in after us?
A strange request, but one I could honor.
Okay.
I look over at Hayrin.
We're very particular about our doors.
He says, adventurers often have strange superstitions, I've found.
Yeah.
Yes, superstitions. We'll go with that.
Superstitions, that's for sure what it's about.
So he takes the lead, deftly weaving his way through the jungle. He clearly seems well acquainted with the area.
How well do we follow him?
I mean, it's up to you all. It's pretty easy. He doesn't like hide or anything.
No, I keep sight of him, yes, but you said he's moving deftly. I'm wondering how many times we like stumble.
Oh, a lot, yeah.
How does his ass look?
This man has not once skipped leg day. He is. Let's just say he doesn't need boots of striding and springing to do the striding and springing that he's doing.
Might call him a pro strider.
Move on.
So Vigo,
I'm guessing you're one of our Druid Ashroots Rangers.
He says, "Yes, though not in the possessive sense, but I am acquainted with him." Mm. He says, "My I follow a higher power.
Oh, right. The Gazuba thing. Yeah. Well, the Archdruid said that there'd be some of you out here.
Yes. Patrolling the woods. Keeping, diverting the lizards away from civilization when possible. Making sure that people don't come out here to exploit the nature.
Do you have, or do you not possess, do you work with a little lizard?
Oh, yeah.
The little lizard.
I have a dragonborn friend, if that's what you mean.
No, we noticed some strange behavior, but we're not familiar with these lizards, so we don't know what the norm is.
Did you see one of the reptilians?
Maybe. This would they be staring at us?
Yeah.
They were fighting the big lizards?
They were having a squiz while we were fighting.
He says, you must have keen eyes. They are very deft at hiding.
I go like this to Atomi for a fist bump.
He says, they've been acting strangely lately.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Lately as in after the comet fell, or late, like...
Yes, it did start around that time.
I'm sorry, you called them raptoids?
Reptilians.
Reptilians? I like raptoids, though.
I like raptoids better, raptoids. Too. Kind of like raboid, but raptoid.
Right. Strange raptoid.
So yeah, as you walk in and talking, you eventually he comes to a spot in the woods that you realize is actually a cleverly designed building that's built into the side of the hill, and it's actually it's designed in such a way that it blends in pretty well with the jungle. If you didn't know this was here specifically, it would be hard to actually find it. It is pretty so well camouflaged and built into the woods.
Oh.
Hmm. Impressive.
Wow, this is really well camouflaged and built into the woods.
Well, thank you. It is built many, many centuries ago. Me and my order just maintain it and use it. You are welcome. Come on in.
Thank you.
Have you found any cool old shit in here?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's essentially a ranger station. It's got bunks. It's got a kitchen. He says we have a big wooden tub that we can use whenever we need to bathe, though we don't do that too often.
Strike one.
True enough.
All right, we go in.
All right, so he pushes open the doors from the wrong angle.
No.
But you follow him into this hall. The hall itself, despite not having any windows, seems to be naturally lit on the inside, but you can't tell where the illumination is coming from. Mm-hmm. And as you come in, you see a tall copper-scaled dragonborn sitting next to a... there's a little, kind of circular fire pit in the center of the room, little chairs around, bunks around. And you see, this dragonborn who is sitting there kind of with his feet up by the fire. And he has a book in one hand, and he kind of looks over kind of in a very casual manner at Vigo and sees all of you... standing there, and he goes, "Oh, did you bring in some guests, Vigo?" And Vigo says, "Yes, I've found these people in the woods. They took down a thunder lizard." Okay. He goes back to his book.
I like him.
This is my longtime friend, Clarus.
Polaris?
Oh, Clarus,
C-L-A-R-U-S.
Hi, I'm Tomi.
A pleasure.
And Roshin. As Cloris... Oh, sorry.
Matt.
And is Cloris, like, dressed in sort of ranger leathers
as
well?
Yeah, dressed in ranger leathers as well. You don't see a holy symbol.
Okay.
And I'd say, just with your passive adventurer knowledge, you'd guess he's probably a druid and not a paladin.
Cool.
Paladin or ranger?
You would guess that Viggo probably either with the holy symbol that's prominent. I mean, maybe he's just a devout ranger, but you do know that paladins are out here. And he said that he works for Kasuba, so paladin, maybe some multi-classing, but hard to say. Cool. Unless you want to get in a big battle with him.
No. Let's do it.
Viggo says, you may avail yourself of our shelter. We have food. He gestures to the other room. He says, magically refreshed every day, so you do not need to worry about how much you take. He says, he points, he says, the bathtubs are in there if you need to take a bath. The water is magically heated and summoned, so.
Nice.
And he says, you're welcome to share a fire. He says, just the two of us today, yes. Rangers and paladins and druids, all of us are stewards of the forest. We come and go. But we never stay for too long. Our actual life is in the woods.
Do you know if we're going the right direction, if we're looking to get where that star fell?
So is that what brought you to the woods, the starfall?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. He says, in that case, I encourage you to turn around and go back from where you came.
Really?
Why is it scary?
He says, strange things have been happening that way, and several of our people have gone there and not come back.
Oh, we can look for them for you.
Yeah, do you want to give us their descriptions just in case?
Yes, there's he describes an elf and a dwarf.
What do they look like?
Orlando Bloom and John Rhys Davies.
So who does Cloris look like? He's a dragonborn.
He does not fit in with those three.
Mog?
Okay.
Maug?
He's just there reading this book.
They went to check it out and have it come back?
Yes. They're experienced in the woods. They should be back by now.
How long ago was that?
It's been over a month.
Did we... weren't we... Are these different than the ones that Corwin told us about? Or are they the same? Or I guess, would these be the ones that Corwin Ashroot might know about? Or would he not know about them? Were they rangers?
Yes.
All right.
And
do you know much about the red eye cult thing? People?
He says they skulk about in the woods. We root them out whenever possible, and he says they just seem to keep multiplying in number, much like a hydra. They strike down one, the next day you find two.
What is
it
exactly?
Finding all these people at?
Yeah.
He says I wish I could tell you. I mean, Jungle's Edge is a port, so we do get, you know, sailors and travelers, but not many. It's not a very busy port. It's certainly no portage, but...
And
if you could tell me, that would be of great service to me, if you could get to the bottom of this cult.
Maybe there's some sort of a portal or something.
Maybe they're drawn here for some reason.
You wouldn't happen to have a map of the jungle at all, would you?
He goes over to a wall, and you see there's a carving of the like the topography of surrounding the area that's carved into the wall itself.
Ooh, can I do like an investigation or something to like try to memorize it and provide help in the future?
I would call it.
I mean,
yeah, that seems like an int-based skill. I'd say, yeah, you could roll. I'd say investigation, or nature, or I'd even let you roll a history because I'm feeling generous today.
Could somebody with high dex attempt to draw it?
I wouldn't say that would be a.
Really?
Dex.
Dexterity? Being an artist?
It's a performance.
I'd say it's performance or survival.
Just charisma.
Oh, got a 25.
I'm gonna give that a shot then.
Okay.
I can perform.
I can perform.
Or actually, no, you're right. That would be a tools check, Caitlin. And you're right. Yeah. That'd be like a dex calligrapher supply.
Oh, I have calligrapher supplies. But there it's not worth me doing it because I have zero to dex.
I'm going to see if I can doodle it.
All right. I'll also say you guys can take your time on this. I mean, you're staying here for the night, I'd say, yeah, you can definitely make a map of the area that will give you advantage on survival checks to navigate where you want to go.
Perfect. Hooray.
And I'll also say that Vigo kind of goes up to the map and points kind of in the direction of where he thinks the meteor fell.
Thank you, Vigo.
Does he also have a general area of where the cultists would be in case we want to avoid them?
He says, you're going away from the cultists. He says, they tend to skirt around in the woods just outside of the city. All the better to do their foul rituals away from the eyes of the town guard. He says, it's not too late. You could go investigate that and turn away from this meteor malarkey.
All right, stop trying to dissuade us. We're not going to be dissuaded.
He says, that's your choice.
We could extend the campaign by, you know, several sessions.
Yeah, talk to our DM.
A little side quest.
It's true. I did say, like, I thought we were at the halfway point, but that doesn't account for, you know, random side quests.
But we definitely asked about it when we were in town, and they kept telling us, oh, no, it's no big deal. They've already been put off. It's not a, no, don't worry about it. Right?
Yeah. Yes, they did say that. Those people you talked to were not concerned by it. Other people may have different opinions.
For sure.
But he said he says, all right, if I can't dissuade you from pursuing this, he kind of points to the map and shows you what he thinks would be the optimal route to there, about 2 or 3 days of travel, depending on how fast you move.
Oh, where we're at to the Starfall?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha. Because if we were going to do the, what are they? The Red Devils? What are they again?
The Cult of the Red Eye.
That's totally wrong. We'd have to backtrack, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I was just looking through my notes and I saw that and I said, I have forgot about that. So let me ask about it.
There.
It's been a couple months.
Okay, right. What kind of strange things have been happening since the Starfall?
Yeah.
He says, it's hard to put into words. He says, the creatures in the woods near it have been acting strangely. He says, we've noticed significant decreases in the reptilians. You know, they used to be pretty prevalent in these jungles. And they've grown scarce, and when we do see them, they've grown strange and cautious.
You think, like, the thing we fought today It had two hearts. Do you think it melded two into one?
I have no idea.
Do reptilians also have two hearts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that normal?
He says any of the thunder lizards you see that have elemental infusions have two hearts. It's some sort of strange infusion that's been going on for centuries.
Oh,
millennia,
yeah.
Millennia, maybe. Who's to say?
Who is to say?
I do know that in our histories, they speak of a time when they didn't have that. Something happened. Something strange and magical created them. But
that happens. Magic is strange and magical.
Yes.
So the reptilians have been strange and cautious. Anything else?
We've sent two rangers there that have not returned. The plant life itself seems to be growing thicker and quicker than it has in the past.
Is that in a radius around where it fell?
Yes, within about a day's travel of it, things start to get weird.
So in about a day and a half, we're going to have a lot harder time making it through the forest.
Perhaps, yes.
I might just be a weird ass circus girl, but have any of you asked them why they're being weird?
He says, Clarice is like, oh yeah, if I could find one, I could ask, but they. We haven't actually gotten close enough to one to ask in any amount of time. Mm. Not since the rock fell.
But they're normal animals. You could talk to them magically if you could find one.
Oh yeah, they're just beasts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Nice.
Is the thunder lizard a beast?
I mean, yeah, technically, just a really big, strong, powerful lightning chucking beast.
Just like Sir Greg.
Question for Caitlin. Speak with animals doesn't work on magical creatures, does it?
It specifically just works with beasts.
So a thunder lizard would be a wild situation if you could use speak with animals on that. Right?
I mean,
it just evolved that way, right?
You could talk to it, yeah. I'm not sure if it would do much.
No, I'm not asking, to reason with them or anything, but, you can't use speak with animals to talk to a unicorn because it's a unicorn, it's not a beast. Because
a unicorn's a celestial, yeah.
Yeah. Aberration. Yeah.
Yeah, Thunder Lizard is just a huge beast.
Wild.
Right.
Maybe that's what the two hearts are for. It can be both. That's crazy.
Maybe it's so big it needs two hearts.
Well, you know what's weird is the non-elemental ones only have the one heart, so.
Huh.
Mm.
Wait, so one was powering the.
Oh yeah, I think it's the second heart that powers. That's what we figured out now. It goes real inert by the time it's dead, so we haven't really proven that for sure, but we think that's the case.
What's your favorite thunder lizard?
So my favorite thunder lizard is not a very aggressive one, but it's really tall. It's got a super long neck, kind of like a giraffe, but longer, and a big long body. I saw one that was elementally infused once, and it was crackling with the most beautiful sickly green poison I've ever seen. That was pretty great.
That is pretty neat.
Herbivores, though, so no real threat.
Okay.
Yes, Clarice gets very excited by the thunder lizards. Clarice, I was going for a whole vibe thing here. I can't help who I am.
Your vibe is still going.
Next, his next 9 favorites.
Exactly.
He has a list of the top 10.
Yes, it's like Brontosaurus, Stegosaurus.
You triggered the hyperfixation.
Yeah, the one that does the thing and spits the acid. And...
Honestly, Vigo, I feel like the fact that Clarus is showing his true personality is upping your effect that you were trying to go for. You know, you put two side by side. You're vastly different in both sides.
If you really wanted to reactivate your vibe, you could go out the door and come back in again.
Oh yeah, maybe you should restart.
Yeah, oh yes, I need to go check on something outside, gather some wood for the fire. I'll be back. He leaves.
I like touch like not hold hands, but you know, like when you're like with Ula. Or sorry, not with Ula.
Ula went back over to talk to Clarus.
Yeah.
Honestly.
With Hayren and Toby.
Clarus is like explaining like his favorite Thunder Lizard parts. And in fact, like he's like the book he's reading is called like When Thunder Lizards Ruled the Earth and like
okay. Ooh. I left the Vigo watch that also joined Team Thunder Lizard.
Hey Ren, as you turn and go over to talk to Clarus, the door opens. Koosh! like there's a little bit of fog that rolls in as like Vigo strolls in.
Wait, does it look like Hayrun's gonna miss it?
Hayrun does miss it, yeah.
No, can I use my perception and knowledge that is happening to point her the right direction?
Yes, absolutely.
I called for this shot. Poor Hayrun. I turn you back around really quick.
Just in time. Poof. He comes in and puts a log on the fire.
That's very effective.
Yeah, well, on a scale of 1 to 20, what's the vibe?
Oh, yeah. What did he roll on his charisma check?
I rolled a natural 18 on the die, so pretty good.
Nice. It's super hot.
That's good, because it was 2 strikes, right? 1 for not bathing, and the 2nd for that weird-ass way that he had opened the door the first time.
Well, no, he did the same thing, you just saw it from the wrong angle.
Oh, I see.
Not as hot from behind.
So
2 might be how religious he is, depending on how that figures out.
That's fair.
Yeah, what's his paladin oath? That will strongly determine.
I mean, yes.
All right. So anyway, so yes, you learn more about Thunder Lizards, which are, you know, dinosaurs, some of which can shoot lightning and fire and whatever. Do you have any more specific questions about the area that you're in?
I would probably ask if there's any other than Thunder Lizards, if there's anything else that could be super deadly. Because, like, we got firsthand knowledge. Those Thunder Lizards, super deadly. I died today. But is there anything else that could kill me, like, really fast?
Yeah, you were just unconscious.
No.
Clarus goes, oh, yeah. And he lists off about 100 different venomous spiders, snakes, bugs, stuff that lives in the jungle that can, like, kill you with any amount of secretions.
I mean, do I have a hope in hell of directing his enthusiasm to useful information? Or is he just gonna dictionary, encyclopedia list everything for me? And
you could corral that.
Yeah, I would try to get, like, a top 2, maybe, under the Thunder Lizards, of things to watch out for.
I'm trying to memorize every single thing that he said.
Yeah, I'm enraptured.
Because I want to know, like, something that is dangerous enough that 6 people couldn't take care of it. Because, you know, a spider, that's super dangerous if you're by yourself. And a snake, if you get bit, is bad if you're by yourself. But when you're with 5 other people...
By yourself and have no antivenom.
4 other people. Yeah, like, because, like, I'm a cleric. I can do a lot of shit. But I couldn't do shit about that Thunder Lizard biting me today.
Mm-hmm. But also maybe we should ask if they have any extra, like, supplies for, like, poison or antivenom or whatever.
So basically the top 2 after the Thunder Lizards are both snakes.
Okay.
There is a constrictor type snake that is big enough to eat any of you whole.
Even if I'm large?
Even if you're large, he says that He's seen it eat a thunder lizard before, so.
I'm going to have nightmares. No.
And the second one is also a snake, but much smaller. It's very venomous. And literally, if you don't have the appropriate anti-venom, one bite from it is enough to be fatal, even to adventurers.
But lesser restoration should work?
Let me look at lesser restoration.
Blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned?
Yes.
That I keep stocked all the time.
Claris reaches into a pouch on his belt and pulls out a small vial and hands it to Heyran, who's been also there, and says, if she gets bit by that snake and she's not able to cast her healing spell, just pour this down her gullet. That should fix her up real good.
Perfect.
Because, the first stage is paralyzation.
It's no good.
It would not be good. No. Save that potion only for...
This is the small venomous snake?
Yes.
Hey.
Thank you.
What is this that I can...
It's anti-venom. So basically, it just gives you... It cures the poison condition when you take it.
Thank you.
I don't know if there's an item for it or not in D&D Beyond. I'll have to look.
I'll just add something.
Yeah, just add item. Something.
Like custom item. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There's antitoxin is a thing.
Antitoxin. There, that sounds good. As the light inside, the ambient light inside actually dims as it gets dark outside. Clara says, well, it's time for me to go to work.
What do you do?
Oh, I just revere in the woods. Nighttime is the right time and all that.
Are you a vampire?
You revere?
My circle, we never you mind.
All right, well, have fun revering.
Good luck.
He just he's a vampire.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm just a druid.
Okay.
Insight.
Roll an insight check.
Probably for different reason.
I mean, I'll roll it. Why not?
Can I roll an insight
check? I rolled a 2 again! That died. Fuck you, bro.
Because they're druids, they revere naked.
Roll me an insight check, for that.
Okay. I think this die is broken.
Ooh, 19.
No,
plus, plus, plus 4. Indy 3.
You suspect that, if there are a bunch of hippy dippy druids out in the woods, there's probably some clothing that's coming off before they revere with nature.
Nice. That's the way to do it.
Caitlin, he is not a vampire. You're certain of this.
Cool. I mean, you didn't have to tell me that. I did roll a 2.
That's just that's what your character believes with that roll.
Yeah. Even with my insight, I got an 8.
All right. So, Claris leaves and Vigo says, well, I'm gonna transfer the evening. You all are welcome to take any beds you want and sleep well. You'll be safe here. This place is warded against intruders.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we find that star and your companions and we come back, are we able to find this place? Because it's really well camouflaged and you said there are wars and things, but I was wondering if we could stop by on our way back, especially if we have your people.
He walks over and puts his hand on your shoulder and whispers something in Elven in your ear and says, yes, now you can find your way back here anytime you wish.
Do you speak Elven, Heyran?
Did I overhear
I thought I did. I did.
He whispered it, so... Okay. You do not.
I speak Elven.
so I could probably remember it better than.
Oh wait, he said something and then he backed up and said, "Now you know."
Yeah.
Now you know.
Now you know how to find it again.
Now you know what?
Something in Elven. Can I memorize the phonetics?
Roll me an intelligence check.
Also, my insight was 13 to see if Cyrus is a vampire.
You suspect he's not.
How old are you? How long have you been? just intelligence. 14.
All right. You hold on to as much of it as you can. And so Vigo heads over to a bed and kind of sits cross-legged in it and closes his eyes for a bit.
I'm going to go splish-splash and get all the blood off of me.
Oh, yeah, I should do that, too. I made that thing really dead.
Oh, yeah, you did just kind of flail around in its guts for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
You sure did.
All right, so...
we're kind of lucky nothing followed us. We stank.
Those of you that wanted to bathe, bathe. And you guys get some rest for the evening. Is there anything else you want to do before you rest for the evening?
I will be changing my spells, though.
Maybe.
Give the all clear.
All right. Y'all can slam that long rest button as we move on to the 22nd of Sylvian.
Fiction.
Yay. Have I given everyone their adventuring present?
Not yet.
Oh!
Crescents.
I was going to give this to you in the hut. So this is like before everyone falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to give this to everyone in the hut. But then, you know, I don't know, I got distracted. but here you go. And I will give everyone something. I'll make you close your eyes, if you will. And okay. Then I'll hand everyone their present. And you feel like a fabric folded together. But there are a lot of, like, layers, and it kind of, like, has, like, a lot of parts to it that you feel. Okay, open your eyes.
What is it?
They're, cargo shorts.
What?
Oh, wow.
We have five matching super cargo shorts. High-waisted cargo shorts.
High-waisted cargo shorts.
Yes, that was a bit from a few sessions ago.
Yes, and I remember that.
Hey, Ren decided to.
I don't want to keep waiting.
How?
You're welcome. Tucked the anti-venom in one pocket.
I immediately take my pants off and put the cargo shorts on.
I pull them on underneath my dress.
Can a turtle wear cargo shorts?
Yes, you got them specially made for you.
So do they go... They're just really short, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, where?
You don't have to wear
around
them.
The shell.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be offended.
Oh, we love them.
It's so cool.
So many pockets.
I don't know if...
Roll.
Ula wears pants.
I don't think she does.
I don't think
you're just wetting the poo in it.
I don't know.
I think everyone appreciates the gift, but you've given Ula like a psychological crisis.
Not psychological. You give Caitlin a lot of questions because, like, do I wear pants? And if so, what do pants look like on a turtle?
Everyone
like,
realizes
there's a lot of D&D art that shows turtles wearing pants. Actually, so maybe I do wear pants. I only did my character.
Pants. All I could find is turtles wearing like loincloths. If anything.
Well, maybe that's, well, I mean, they're kind of like those battle skirt things. And I always just assume there's pants on underneath there, because otherwise I'd be upset.
We could assume it's like, you got a belt with like cargo pockets that hang off of it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
a cargo loincloth.
Yeah, see, like these guys,
a loincloth.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I mean, the Ninja Turtles, they wear pants, right?
No.
I hope
no.
so.
Yeah, well, no.
They wear belts.
They wear belts, and that's it.
Oh, okay. Well,
belts and masks.
They're free balling it.
Pretty sure I was in second grade the last time I watched the Ninja Turtles, so that makes sense.
I guess it depends much the shell covers.
Yeah.
Their shell covers their...
This is... Because there are turtles with, like, crazy long legs. Like, crazy. Mm-hmm. And then there are turtles that are just like, I don't know what kind I am.
Oh.
Figure it out.
You're short, so probably not crazy long legs.
Probably not crazy long legs.
Alright.
Probably not crazy long legs. Matt?
Stop!
Nope.
Refuse to participate.
Really are just in masks and belts and knee pads and elbow pads.
Yeah.
I always thought they wore pants.
Alright.
Now I'm curious about turtle anatomy.
Turtles have retractable penises. I do know that much.
Where do they come out, though?
Well, you clearly don't, yes. I mean, you, Ula, doesn't either, but and other turtles, I think, have cloacas, but this is fantasy land, and so we don't even need to imagine it. They can be whatever they want.
Ula, tell us about your junk.
That's a sea turtle, and that's not my character art, but that's probably closest to what I would be. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no pants.
Yeah, you've got built-in clothes.
Yeah,
pants not required.
My shell is clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck pants. Except these pants are really nice.
What if they're like, they're not like shorts? They're like one leggy, like one leg and one leg, and they just like fasten.
Yes, there's a belt on each thigh to hold them up.
I think it's more.
I like that.
Becoming more like chaps.
They're chaps.
I was gonna say. I gave everyone cargo chaps.
Well, you know what? To be fair, I don't wear pants, and I also don't have an ass. So you know,
I'm an assless chap.
I am an assless chap. Wow, that just really hits different, doesn't it?
All right. So wait,
what color are they?
Just, you know, khaki.
Love it.
Okay.
And how many pockets are there? I need to know.
I've rolled 13. If that's okay with
him.
Yeah, sure.
It's on pockets.
It's cargo shorts of holding.
Yeah, right. I have a set of those.
You look like a late 90s superhero character.
God.
Well, it's amazing. Potion bottles are only an ounce, so the pockets only have to be like that big.
All right, so you give out your gift, people change into them or not, choosing on.
Yes.
Come on. You see, neither Clarus nor Vigo are here. And as you get ready to set out, the doors open one last time, and Vigo comes in.
Did he stride in, would you say?
Strides in, yes.
On his long shanks.
And he says, well, he says, I'm off. He says, good luck. He says, if you do find my compatriots, please have them come back. But if not, if not, leave a message here, if you can, and let us know their fates.
All right, Aroo.
Do our best.
Sounds good.
Don't die out
there. Oh, what are their names?
Orlando and John.
Okay.
Orlando
and John.
John. Is that John with an H or no H?
With an H.
All right. Thank you.
He says, you know, I'm good friends with Hugh Grant. He travels with the Carrick.
Oh,
apparently that's the theme this session. That's the theme.
This session? You mean this campaign?
This campaign, yeah. He does not say anything about Hugh Grant because he's not friends with Hugh Grant. He actually hates Hugh Grant.
He does.
But you all, he takes off back into the wilds and lets you all do the same.
Watch that ass leave.
Yep.
Bring me good dreams tonight, sir.
All right.
I'm choosing my spells.
Spells.
I'll be paying attention, but in the background.
All right. So, hey, Ren, you have a map. You have advantage from said map. Would you like to lead the group?
Yes. I also need to take my spells, but I will do that in a moment. Ooh. Oh, okay. 21.
All right. Yeah, you're able to easily follow the path that Vigo set forth for you. And it's a quiet day. Near 3 in the afternoon, you hear stomping, and you all can make off in the distance, not coming your direction, but you see one of the tall thunder lizards. This one looks like I forget the actual name of the dinosaur, but basically the ones with the big tails that have the spikes on them.
Ankylosaurus.
Ankylosaurus, thank you. A very, very large Ankylosaurus. But it is like, it is shrouded in some like black necrotic looking energy.
Whoa.
Does it seem to be coming from the direction we are headed?
No, I would say no. Just in a separate direction away from you all. Doesn't seem to notice you, and with Heyren's great survival, you're all able to easily avoid it.
Yeah.
Well, that's concerning.
That is concerning.
Yeah.
It's far away.
Yeah.
And you do recall that they did say that, like, it's not just lightning and fire. Like, there's all the sort of the damage types that creatures here have, so.
Ooh. Oh, we should play bingo.
I spy.
Yeah.
I spy.
What's bingo?
A necrotic.
Oh, we had it a lot in Simport. The kids play it. Before it's like their gambling training, you know?
They start that in about third grade. You got to make sure that.
Yeah. You know, and you learn cursive and you learn bingo.
Odds.
But it starts.
And the honor roll students are the ones that know how to cheat at it. So.
Yeah.
All right. But you all are able to make it through that day without incident. Heyren puts up the hut. What's the watch order?
I'll go first.
I'll go second.
Third.
I'll go last.
All right. So, Roisin, roll me a perception check for your watch.
Hot 9.
You don't see anything. It's a quiet watch shift.
It was absolutely nothing, Tony.
Ooh. Well, hopefully that stays that way because I don't want to do anything right now.
Fingers all right, crossed. Roll perception check.
7.
Even with the 7, you have no problems discerning. You hear the loud rumbling footsteps. As a giant creature gets closer, and you can make out its shape, a large necked creature munching on various like leaves from the various trees as it walks by, oblivious to you and your hut.
Does it have any magical energy?
Does not appear to, no.
Ooh. I won't wake anyone up, but I will make a note of it because I think it looks really cool.
All right, Eula.
Yeah. Perception, right?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Duncan.
Oh, hey, Dunky.
He's eating his medicine.
Oh, please.
Medicine time.
Poor baby. It's for your own good.
Oh, oh, oh. Do it. Open up. Open up, buddy.
Ah, good boy. Good boy.
Aw. Cute little boy.
He's very chill about it. But they get used to it. Link was pretty good about it after a while.
Yeah. He lets you know he doesn't want it, but he doesn't really fight it.
Yeah. They get used to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Willow, what'd you
get? Out.
16.
Quiet shift. Though you do, like, at one point notice, like, a snake slithering along, and in the dark you're not quite sure. Is it the very poisonous snake? Is it not? You're not sure.
Go. Pull the dead, the snake. Actually, if it's outside of the dome, I can't do that.
No.
If it were to come inside the dome, I would do that.
Kes.
Uh, 14.
Nothing. Quiet night.
Quiet night.
Except for that.
And you all, yes, and you all very gamely and dutifully ignore the sounds Roisin makes in her sleep. So.
All right.
So you wake up, pack up, keep moving. Hey, Ren, make me a survival check for the day.
And for this day, we're not within.
Halfway through this day, you'll get into the danger zone.
But we probably won't reach, by my calculations, we won't reach the star, the fall yet, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
But sorry. We're just and reaching the area where...
Within a day of it?
Within a day of it.
Yeah. Yep.
Is it the 23rd now?
It is the 23rd. I was just going to say, it is in fact the 23rd of Sylvia.
Oh, guys, when I was on watch last night, I saw one of those really, really long-necked dinosaurs. It's pretty cool. I mean, lizards.
Nice. Nice, nice. That's cool. Is it chill?
Yeah. It was pretty chill. They didn't notice us. I thought about waking you guys up, but then I was like, nah, they gotta sleep.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
13.
All right. That's with advantage?
Yeah. I rolled a 1 otherwise.
Oh, that's good. Good thing you had the advantage. Mm. All right. So you make your way, and a little bit past noon, you all realize that the vegetation around you is getting thicker. Roll me, anybody that wants to can roll me a nature check.
I'm dumb.
Me too.
I'll roll it. There's
an 11. 4. 15.
Me too.
Ooh, natural 20.
Hey,
24.
Hey. That's what you're always waiting on.
Roisin, you recognize that, like, you've gotten to a point where, like, yeah, the plant density is increasing. And just there's just an increase, like, in the fecundity of the area. Ivy vines on the trees start to get like twice as thick and as they should be. You notice the various like ferns and stuff that normally have to compete like for space and attention under this jungle canopy like are like kind of doubled in size and like growing around each other. As you look around, you just notice that like the plant life shouldn't be able to survive here with the way that it's growing. There's not enough sunlight, there's not enough nutrients in the soil for these plants to be growing like here. There is something strange and unnatural here that is preventing or causing this to happen.
I will convey that to everybody.
Weird.
Hmm.
I wonder if the essence of the comet is feeding them.
Yeah.
So when we get there, are we like going to touch this thing? Because that seems, maybe we shouldn't.
And we do or don't have a bag of holding.
One of you does, I know.
Yeah, Kes does.
Okay. I mean, worst comes to worst, we could put it in that, probably. I guess depending on how big it is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we won't really know anything until we get there, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, right. I learned that one spell so that we could reduce it. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Shrink it so we could...
The spell called Shrink It?
Yes.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Shrink It or Big It.
That makes it easy to remember. Interesting.
All right. So you all
right.
Press forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Kes.
What's up?
I was wondering, when I was being bored last night, doing nothing, looking around to see if anything attacked us, is Kes short for anything?
Yeah.
Cool.
What's it
short for?
Keshomaru is my name.
Keshomaru?
But I prefer Kes. It's just easier.
Yeah, definitely easier.
Nice.
Though Maru is a nice mouth sound.
Thank you.
Keshomaru.
How would you spell that?
I
for those
believe
of us
it's yeah. I believe it's Kess.
Do you want me to put it in the chat for you, Matt?
If you have the handing spelly, yeah, the handing spelly. Do you have the handing spelly?
Yes, I do have the spelling handy, and I just put it in the chat.
Thank you.
Put it in the chat. Ooh. Oh my gosh, Aragorn. Chris, I'm done playing. Sorry, I have to go.
Damn. Never gets old.
So, do you do prefer Kes, or are you just trying to make it easier for other people?
Kes is what I go by these days.
Okay. Have you ever gone by Sho or Maru or Ho?
No, I haven't.
Shout out to my hoes.
Hey.
Okay. Sorry, I was trying to...
Hey, Ren. As you are... as you are thinking about Kes's name, you hear a voice that you've not heard in... How old are you? You're...
23.
23? You know, I've over 20 years... You hear your mother's voice, and just saying, "Hey, Ren, is that you?"
Where is it coming from?
A little deeper into the jungle.
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Nope.
Do you hear anything?
Should I ask?
Tomi.
Yeah.
You hear your father. Tomi, come home. Tomi, I'm hurt. I need your help.
Uh-oh.
Kes.
Yeah.
Tomi starts looking around.
You actively listen?
Yeah.
Are you asking me or?
I'm asking.
She's dumb. She's pretty dumb. She's going to listen. She's looking to see where it's coming from.
Kes,
she doesn't think it's her dad, but she's confused.
Kes, you hear Daiji's voice coming from the woods as you now listen in. Kes, they're holding me. I need your help.
What the fuck is going on?
Did you guys hear my dad?
No, oh, I've heard nothing.
Do you listen? Do you open your ears and listen, Ula?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as soon as Heron said something.
Don't.
Yeah, you hear, let's just take a look at your backstory here. all these names you put on this list. Oh, so many to choose from.
I know.
you hear your mom's voice. I'm drying up. I need to be returned to the water.
There's no way my mother left the water.
Roll me a wisdom save.
Oh, fuck. There's no way my mother left the water. 17.
You believe it's your mom. Fuck. You are convinced.
I know magic.
In fact, you know certainty that it is your mom. Roisin, were you listening?
Sure.
We gotta save my mom! I can't say it except in a stupid voice.
You hear Ember, and you hear blood in his throat as he's bleeding out, and he's calling your name. Roll me. What do you all do?
Guess he's got both daggers out.
Dad?
I'm the only one who had to roll a save, though.
Don't listen to it. I know magic.
Hey, Ren, roll me a wisdom save.
Do I know?
I'm just the first one who said no to you.
But I'm not wise at all. Dear God.
Yeah, there might be a reason that it affected you first. Hey, Ren.
Nine.
You're, even though she should be dead, she has somehow come back and she is there in the woods.
Oh, what the fuck?
Mom.
Is there a direction?
Did you hear that?
Sir Greg says, do you talk to him?
Yes.
With your staff?
Yes.
He says, I hear Lord Greg is in there.
Thanks, that's what I wanted.
Do all of our voices seem to be coming from the same direction or different directions?
Yes, they seem to be coming from the same direction in the woods.
Kes is going to cautiously start moving in that direction.
Okay. Is my character too stupid to make the connection that we're all hearing voices that no one else can hear?
I will say, your character doesn't know what's going on with the other people. It is weird, but your character is certain that it is your mom's voice coming from the woods.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask if Roisin, being smarter than Shay, would know, like, would be able to put two and two together. Like, we're in a weird fucking spot, and everybody's saying they're hearing somebody that they care about.
Yeah, that's the question.
Roll me a wisdom save.
Fuck! But I'm smart, not wise. The wisdom save is I'm too stupid to make the connection. That's the wisdom save.
I doubt. I'm not going to roll that high. Yeah, 13.
It is the voice.
All right, I take off running. I go.
All right, Roisin goes running. What did the rest of you do?
Roisin?
Running after Roisin.
Not very stable ground.
It's unstable ground. What?
I've got to save my friend.
I mean, just like there's lots of roots and stuff. Be careful. I follow her, but at a lesser pace because I am tiny and things are harder for me to run over.
All right. So you make your way through this dense foliage. It's not far. Literally about 60 feet. You come past a copse. And you don't see your loved ones, of course. I mean, obviously not.
What?
What? But what you do see is this large silverback ape-looking creature that has essentially a skull for a face, and its arms have been replaced with strange-looking tentacles. And from its skull mouth, you hear the voices as your loved ones coming from its mouth as the tentacles shoot out to grab you. And that is where we'll pick up next session.
Gross.
And you all will be fighting this encounter as one level up.
Yay! Yay!
I'm sorry, you said silver.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that, but hey.
Hey, fireworks.
I went one level up, and then it did the fireworks things. There it goes.
Oh my god, happy new year.
Yay! So it's a silverback ape with a skull for a face and tentacles?
For an arms, yep.
Love it. No notes.
So is it just two tentacles or more than that?
It is a disturbing number of tentacles. Mm.
Cool.
Cool.
Another psychic fight? Love it.
Love it too. I'm so dumb. Yeah, another level.
We're rolling now.
Yes. Let's go ahead and get these rolls in.
I distinctly remember at one point you guys saying, "Caitlin, don't be so silly. You have the second most hit points." Is that still the case? Because I had 34 hit points and got fucking rocked in two hits.
Oh, I think I had more hit points than you that fight.
Yeah.
You only have 34?
Yeah.
Well, at one point,
I didn't think you had.
Well, don't forget, at one point you had way too many hit points, and we had to reduce you down.
No, I thought that was Tomi. Tomi had way too many.
Yeah, that was
me. I just didn't realize, and I had not updated my paper. So, yeah.
Are you the right level?
We can audit this, but.
Are we going to six?
You are going to level six, yes.
Okay.
Chris.
Mm-hmm.
It won't let me put Bard in. Or anything else. It won't let me double class.
Oh, I can fix that for you.
Yeah, it says prohibited by Sorcerer Legacy.
Ooh, you need to go back and check. They updated all the old legacy shit so that it follows the new rules. It'll probably improve some stuff for you.
Let me turn off multi-class requirements for you and see if that does it. So I just turned off multi-class requirements. Try refreshing and see if you can do it now.
Okay.
What's the minimum on a D8?
Five.
Yeah, I can.
Five.
Got it.
All right, so five for Ula.
Eight.
Eight for Roisin.
I think five I just have low con.
Karen, what'd you get?
What's the minimum on a D6?
On a D6? Or a D10? Oh, that's right, you're a wizard, not a fighter. Right, that's like, D6, 4.
I'm built like a fighter.
Yeah.
4?
So 4. Thank you. Okay, Kes?
I got a 6.
Nice. And Tomi?
5.
Great. And so, Ula, you've rolled 5, 10, 15, 20, 26, 34 rolled hit points with your new level.
Six levels of constitution because I've only got a one con, so 40. Yeah.
Yep, so you should be at 40. Yep.
Sad. Damn.
Okay. Great. We'll stop the recording there.